You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is news team correspondent Andrew Rainey. And this morning I got a call about a upcoming event happening next week from four musicians who will be performing at Women's March, who are in the studio with me now. I wonder if you all could go around and introduce yourselves.
I'm Miriam Allen.
Roberta Greenspan.
Deb Chris.
And Virtuous.
And I wonder if y'all could tell me first what you know about this event that's coming up and if you've participated in any in the past.
But for clarification, this really isn't about the Women's March. It's a fundraiser for the Women's March.
Yes.
That will be on January the 17th, next Thursday night, so that we can have the money to put forward to the Women's March, which I think they need $7,000.
So for Miriam and Virtuous, what has led you all to join a part of this fundraiser?
Well, for myself, I'm always looking forward to opportunities to perform, to sing, to use my gifts, to bring some hope, to shed some light. So when I got a call from the event organizer, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be a part of that. So that was kind of my motivation to be a part of, just the opportunity to sing.
For me, I had attended the first Women's March after the election, and I was really moved by just being able to hold hands with those people at the march. And so when I was asked to help out with the fundraiser, I said, of course, any way I can help.
Deb and I, Cuddle in the Cosmos, we were involved last year with an event at the Block, helping the young women raise money and publicizing the event. And so they came to us and said, hey, do you want to do that again? The political climate of the last 2 years has incited a lot of violence, and the tide is starting to go out in that we've had a lot of women elected in this midterm election, and so there's the opportunity for things to change. Right in the last 2 years, our president has cultivated an environment where it's okay to create violence against people that you disagree with or don't even know. And when there's a diversity of people present with new ideas, different opinions, different ways of looking at things, different ways of having grown up, that's what makes us strong. That's what keeps us from getting too ingrained in doing things one way or another. So I think we need that freshness.
And I just want to say we really want to include men. You know, I was so moved by how many men were at the last march, and it just made me feel, it made all of us feel, we want white males there. You know, we do. We want to see that we have this group of people on our side and supporting us. And so that really did make us feel supported. And so we appreciate you guys being there, too. You know, everyone is invited. Absolutely everyone.
We need Hispanic men, black men.
Yes. And more black women, too.
Yes.
Like I was telling them earlier, you know, I have actually not personally been to the Women's March, and I'm an African-American woman, and so I'm not really – I'm pretty sure there's not – obviously we're still not well represented there. And so for what I want to do is challenge myself to be a part of this, to at least show up to see what it's about, to come alongside of the other women who are standing up for women's rights. I'm a woman, you know, so definitely, you know. Supporting
and
each other.
For me, who is in the organizational positions, including this event or any other event? Is an equal amount of diversity to even organize an event like this or any other event? We're heading into hopefully an evolution on the planet here.
So I'm hearing you say, like, the invitation to men coming into this. It reminds me of Bell Hooks' publication, Feminism is for Everyone, where she explores the importance of feminism in men's lives. And so this is something that you're hoping to see at the Women's March that is coming up?
Oh, definitely. You know, definitely. Oh, I would love to see equal men and women there. It would be wonderful. You know, it's... you know, we need in this political climate after all the things that have been said and the reverse direction that we seem to be going in with women's rights and respect to women, it makes me appreciate men who do respect us as equals even more.
Like they're getting it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
One critique I've heard of the Women's March in the past is that the organizing base is coming from white women specifically, and thus upholding white supremacy in not following the leadership of women of color in the community. I wonder how this critique strikes you and how you see the kind of participation or intersection of feminism with other systems of oppression in the United States.
You know what? Whether it's men oppressing women or women oppressing black women, white women oppressing black women, or it's all the same process. And so when someone starts to learn how to change their process, they're going to hopefully change that across the board. Like if I'm learning the process of, oh, we've had a great connection, I've learned, I've had this great experience, I'm going to do that again, and I might do it with many different types of people.
Let's see, just to pull up one critique from a publication last year in August of 2018 by Rachel Cargill for Harper's Bazaar. She writes, "When feminism is white supremacy in heels," where she lists a kind of a critique of different issues that she has witnessed in feminist movements overall, including tone policing, spiritual bypassing, white savior complex, and white centering, of putting the experience of how oppression is presented in a white experience. And so these are some critiques she was giving of feminist movements in the United States in general. I wonder, what kind of work are you interested in doing to see the feminist movement in Asheville be less white-centered and to that really represent something that is an anti-oppression movement and not a white-centered one?
I think it starts at the head. It starts at the organizers. Like, are the organizers diverse, first of all, you know, and then from there it should hopefully drizzle down to who's speaking, to those who actually show up to support the different events that's going on. But definitely, like, from an organizational standpoint, it starts there. Like, who are we? Are we being inclusive in that at the top?
And that's legitimate. I'm glad you're bringing this up, Andrew, because these are legitimate questions and issues that we need to look at. Go ahead, Roberta.
On the other end, too, each one of us individually can look at the ways we live in the world and how we treat other people and where some of that comes in of, you know, where am I being racist and not even realizing it? Where am I making assumptions that are not true? So I think each of us can be involved on a personal level as a good starting point.
Could you all describe a little bit of what kind of music styles you hope to bring to this fundraiser event?
Well, I was asked to play because I played a lot of Latin music. So I'm going to do, I'm a songwriter, so I do a lot of genres. But at this particular event, I'm going to focus on Latin music. With a little bit of backup from Roberta Greenspan here.
Yeah,
on violin.
Fiddle.
All right,
fiddle.
Let's do it.
Do you think that that's an appropriation?
An appropriation?
Of a musical tradition that's not your own?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a... No, I don't think it's an appropriation. It's what I do is such a mix of whatever it's... No, and so what if it was? You know, I play every genre that I feel like playing because that's fun. You know, I would be so bored out of my mind if I just had to play one genre. So basically, I play. You know, I shouldn't make it sound like I'm playing Latin music strictly because I'm trying to represent Hispanics. I really play it because it's fun. I love singing in Spanish. Well, and hopefully not butchering them by throwing my own slant on them. You know, I don't want to say I'm trying to represent, you know, like I'll cover a mariachi tune, for example, but it is gringified. Let's make no mistake. I have a South Carolina accent that carries straight over. My website is miriamallen.net.
Oh.
Me next. Okay. Yeah. So I'm Virtuous. I am a singer, songwriter, and rapper. And you can expect to hear sounds of R&B, soul, hip-hop, contemporary, alternative. I do a wide range of music, very diverse in my flow, backed up by my DJ, DJ Best Believe, who's also local here in Asheville. Yeah, just looking forward to bringing forth a new sound. Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited about it. I don't have too much to say as far as my music, yeah, it's very diverse, wide range, and ready to put on a show. So,
what are the messages?
So, Virtuous Music, I tried to touch on four different themes, and my themes are faith, hope, love, and identity. So those are pretty much kind of where my song collection comes out or comes from, are those four themes of faith, hope, love, and identity.
And you mentioned that this was an opportunity to get a gig in Asheville. And that,
yes.
If other people are interested in booking you for other shows, mm-hmm. is there contact info?
Yes. They can go to my website, virtuousmusic.com, on there to check out my music as well as to book me on my website. Yeah.
Yes.
Virtuousmusic.com. And virtuous is spelled V-I-R-T-U-O-U-S.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Great. And Deb and Roberta, how would you describe your music?
Well, Deb, how would you describe our music, Miss Deb, who writes most of our songs?
Well, I've been a gorilla therapist for years, and I've always been a musician since I was 11. So it always has to do with personal reflection, going in to look at your garbage, transforming it. And whatever we do individually, I'm just always creating in my mind a mandala that goes out to the planet for collective healing and evolutionary change of harmony, all one. And, you know, it's a cliche, all one, but I do believe it, you know. And so that's where my main thing is. And slightly metaphysical and kind of cosmic, sometimes with a tinge of comedy.
Sometimes.
How yeah. would you describe it, Roberta?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we will have you laughing, and we will have you thinking deep, and we will have you scratching your head and listening to beautiful melodies. And, gosh, I get to go along and help out a little bit as the fiddler. I feel like I really got it lucky there. It's not old time. It's not bluegrass. It's not jazz. It's not blues. It's its own genre of music. It's its own style. You know, just like you're making new styles with your South Carolina Hispanic sounds, and you've got a wide range of music. It's just a really unique sound. And that's why I've been playing music with Deb for 25 years. In fact, she lured me down here with true pretenses of playing music. And I'm still here.
Yeah, we go in and out. We've played in other venues, but we always seem to come back together. And we know how to work with each other. We've been to therapy with each other a couple times. And
I know.
And after a while, you just kind of surrender, and then the music is magical.
And we haven't had to go to therapy together in a long time.
I mean, when you're traveling on the road with somebody, I mean, you know, you got to do something.
I know. I get a little grumbly sometimes.
I don't.
I'm working on it. Yeah, we have a website, cuddleinthecosmos.com. You can hear us and watch some video clips and see what we're about.
So if people wanted more information about this event, like what information can you let on for it?
Well, they can contact The Block off Biltmore. I don't know their number offhand, but they can contact The Block. It's at 7 o'clock till about 11. And
there's also a Facebook page or a Facebook event called the Women's March Fundraising Concert at The Block off Biltmore, if you want to go to Facebook and find out more information on there.
I'd say get there early. They have and they also have alcohol, non-alcoholic drinks, a lot of really good non-alcoholic mixed drinks. Sometimes they have really great snacks.
Thank you all for coming in and talking a little bit about this event.
Thank you.
And maybe this is in a space where people can continue to talk about what are intersections of different spaces. Mm-hmm. Be interested to hear how it plays out this year. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.